2 years ago this week, a gunman killed 11 members of Pittsburgh's Jewish community at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Squirrel Hill. In their One Small Step conversation, 34-year-old Amber Nider of Baldwin and 72-year-old Dan Legger of Squirrel Hill reflect on how they responded to the event as Pittsburghers and how it's informed their views on gun rights. Amber begins by reading Dan's bio.
I am a native Pittsburgher. Grew up in Homewood, Brushton, an observant Jew, married father of two grown sons. I am a certified palliative care chaplain. I'm a surviving shooting victim of the October 27th Tree of Life building massacre. First of all, I'm so sorry that happened to you. How did you get past that?
There are certain things in life that you don't get past. This is one of them. You know, I wake up every morning and I'm grateful to be alive, and I put one foot in front of the other, and I miss my friends, but I move forward. Yeah.
I mean, that's traumatic.
I appreciate the fact that you're feeling it along with me. I really do feel that you're feeling it along with me, but I'm okay. I miss my friends who are no longer alive. And, you know, my body doesn't work the same way it was before I was shot. But I really do think that it's how we respond to those things that makes us who we are, and how we can get along after big things happen to us really is a test of who we can be. You okay?
I'm just processing it. I think it's something that while not every Pittsburgher was there, we all were.
Well, I hope you never have to go through anything like it, and nobody that you know. I feel pretty strongly that the way we deal with firearms in this country is really something that's a problem. I don't disagree that people feel that they need to defend themselves, but I guess I don't understand why people feel that they need to possess a weapon that was really created for the military. I know that there are a lot of people who disagree with me, but I've just seen so many people hurt by firearms, not just myself and my friends who were killed. Through my career as a nurse, I worked with many, many kids who were injured in firearms accidents.
I do think there's a big problem in this country with access to guns for people that probably shouldn't have access to them. And I'm saying this as someone who, I carry a gun every day. I carry a small capacity semi-automatic handgun, and I have for years. I have never had to use it.
I'm so glad you haven't had to use it.
Yeah, me too.
But at the same time, it makes me wonder why you feel that the world is such an unsafe place that you need that backup.
Well, I've been robbed before. My home has been broken into. I've been followed in my car. So it's been proven to me that sometimes calling the police is not fast enough. I've never been seriously injured, but I've been put in a place where there is that fear that if I am alone and not able to defend myself, then what am I left to? I definitely think we agree in legislation needs to put laws in place to make it safer. If it's a little slower of a process, maybe those immediate feelings that someone is thinking of committing a crime like that, maybe they have a day to cool off. Maybe they have an opportunity to have a conversation like we've had, or, you know, express what they're thinking about doing. Do you ever feel troubled by people from your same side of the aisle?
One of the things that I did as I was emerging from my from the ICU and becoming awake after a while was express my need to forgive the shooter. And this is something that some people really completely disagreed with in my community. I think the forgiveness is really important. I think that it does not mean that you absolve someone from their actions, but it was interpreted that that sense of need on my part to forgive this individual for what he did to me also meant that I was forgiving him for killing 11 people, and that's not the case. My attitude about that is not to try to convince people that I'm right and you're wrong, because that doesn't work. We have way too much of that these days. And that's unfortunately what led somebody to come into my synagogue and do what he did. I just really wish that he had come in in frustration and said, I want to talk to you rather than I want to shoot you.
I think these types of back and forth conversations where people are listening to understand what the person is saying and, you know, acknowledging their viewpoint in a respectful way, you know, just it's okay to disagree. What's not okay is the failure to communicate. So I'm really glad we had this chance to do this today.
That really means a lot to me. And I'm delighted to have met you and spoken with you. I wish you well in the world and as we go forward.
Dan Legger and Amber Nider spoke for One Small Step from StoryCorps and WESA. StoryCorps is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. More online at WESA.fm/onesmallstep.